The absolute. The absolute is placed in the context of absolute and its subordinate relative. This does not imply a dualistic relationship, as the absolute and relative are not mutually arising. And you may want to see that definition. The vantage of the absolute transcends all suspension of disbelief when aware of the temporal concept of mutual arising. To gain awareness by means of illusory-like thought brain language is impossible, like placing wind in a bag and then calling it the wind. The relative offshoot of the absolute is a temporal word that incorporates all things, as well as duality, including viewpoints that suggest yin and yang, mutually arising concepts where it is inappropriate to do so. The relative is always arrived at from the vantage of the brain, also called the Stetson in many of the stories. Only the space between thoughts can embrace the absolute. For this to be achieved, the observer must have a proper vantage upon the process of observing, which is the physical and energetic temporal brain, that which is also related to the creations of mind, thought, and the thought process. Here, temporal constructions are never considered spiritual. All things, and you may want to look at the definition of things, including vibration, energy, matter, images, angles, numbers, and even souls, they're all considered temporal. The essential nature incorporates the observer as a component. An important thing to understand is the absolute and the relative are not normal concepts found in most philosophies or religions. And when they are, they're not expressed in this particular way. Outside of this definition, you'll find that the language used has created inconsistent multiple meanings. In addition, while some definitions come close, there's always a part that harkens back to that which is either polar or mutually arising. Again, the absolute is neither, while the relative encompasses that which is polar, mutually arising, and dualistic.